How could he pull this off? It's massive insurance fraud. Osama didn't catch us off guard. Come on, dog, the whole story is flawed. Y'all need to watch martial law. 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11, inside job.
Hold on. 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job.
Yo.
9/11 was an inside job.
Everybody's having fun. Nobody's getting out of line. Nobody's hurting anybody. It's a very peaceful protest.
Let's hear it for the Algonquin Nation and for all First Nations across Canada, the U.S., and all of the Americas. All right. Thank you to the organizers of this event for inviting me to join you here today on Parliament Hill. I am pleased to send you greetings and to welcome you to Algonquin territory, the homeland of the people of the Ottawa River watershed. You may be interested to know that the Montebello-Papineauville area was the traditional territory of our ancestral first chief, Majeki, contemporary of my great-great-grandfather Pakinawatik, when my ancestors inhabited this area freely. You may be aware that I carry three ancient sacred wampum belts. The Seven Fires Prophecy wampum belt warned of the changes that would come into our lives with the arrival of the newcomers to North America, Turtle Island, and told of the important choices we would have to make at the time of the seventh fire. Choices regarding our relationship with Mother Earth and each other. That time is upon us, and we have to choose wisely to ensure a meaningful heritage for all humanity and life forms.
My name is Riaz Hussain. I'm from the Muslim Services, Toronto. We are here to protest against this illegal summit with the Mexican president and the George Bush. And it's been well understood in the whole world that George Bush is terrorist number one. And the only target he has is his own agenda, which has been driven by the new conservative sitting in the Pentagon. And that is causing a harm to the whole human entity in the whole world. We are a sovereign country and we need to remain and keep ourselves sovereign and not to be dictated by those heavyweight neighbors.
How can we talk about Canadian sovereignty over the North when in reality that land of the North has never been ceded to the Canadian state? It belongs to the Indigenous people of the North.
We are marginalized not just by governments and institutions, but by citizens who now call this land home, and our history is little known to many of you. But we are now all feeling the impact of environmental crisis that has resulted from the reckless exploitation of our lands, in the air we breathe, in the waters that we drink, the contaminated earth, in the escalating climate change, and in our health.
My name is Matt Jones, and I'm from the political party Quebec Solidaire. We're here because we're opposed to this plan for integration that Bush and Calderon and Harper are going to be negotiating here. And we're sort of more in favor of the kind of integration that's based on solidarity that you can see maybe in Venezuela going on.
What are you distributing today?
I'm a member of the International Socialists. I'm selling our paper Socialist Worker and also our French publication Resistance.
We only want the earth!
There's a bigger gap between the rich and the poor now than there's ever been. I wish Canadians would stand up for who they really are, peaceful people, and not like Americans in most senses, especially the military integration, which will be SPP if we let it happen.
You're holding up a big sign here that says, say no to AmeriCanada. What does that mean to you?
I don't want integration between America and Canada. Maybe Mexico's not so bad, or bad at all.
Vote for democracy in Mexico!
Vote for democracy!
9/11 was an inside job. Yeah. Everybody knows it. They're waking up. Arrest them. You got them together.
Hello, sir. I'm from 88.1 FM radio. Do you have any words for the listeners on?
Yeah, wake up, people. You have no idea how criminally psychopathic these people are. They will murder you. They will murder your children. They will destroy your environment. They will destroy your food. They spray you with chemtrails. They want to inject you with poisons. Wake up, people. You don't realize 9/11 was an inside job. They are the terrorists. They don't protect us from terrorists. They are the terrorists. So it's a very risky time that they will do another terrorist act against us, use it as an excuse to go commit more mass murder somewhere, let the Halliburton people make their money, line their fat pockets with human blood. Yeah, we're in a dangerous time. You have no idea what's coming.
When and where are you running?
Well, I guess it comes down to whenever Harper decides to throw his writ down and call an election, because as soon as he does, I'm running. And the Canadian Action Party will be there. We need many more members to sign up. Please go to the website, canadianactionparty.ca. We need members in every riding. We need to be on every ballot.
Buy local fruits and vegetables. The power's in your hand.
My name is Miriam Farbiash. I never in my life believed that I would live in a country that was so indifferent to democracy as to allow Stephen Harper to give up on our democratic rights to open parliamentary discussions. I do not want CEOs running my country. I don't want to be poisoned for profit. I've had enough, Mr. Harper. It is time for you to go.
There's going to be a passport. It's called the National Identification Card. Have you heard it? It's supposed to be due April 1st, 2008, in which there'll be an RFID chip. Once this is planted, talk about setting up one-stop shopping for identity theft. There goes all our personal information. So my question is, what's the government going to say after that? Well, maybe they're going to have to implant the chip on us. Next time they have a bioterrorist attack or a false flag attack, if you know what I mean by that, it means a government-sponsored terrorist attack, there will be martial law in the United States. And with Canada and their anti-terrorist acts and signing into the military-industrial complex, does that mean we're going to have martial law here too? I don't know.
And I just noticed that we got an RCMP officer with a video camera over here. Do you have any comments on the police presence and what's going on?
You know, the police have actually been very nice. There is a lot of police around, and I have noticed them looking directly at me with their video camera, so that maybe later on they can pick me out as a troublemaker. Maybe I'll end up on the no-fly list. I don't know. I sure hope not.
As energy workers, we are compelled, first of all, to respond to the SPP energy agenda. Through the SPP and the North American Energy Working Groups, the governments of Mexico, United States, and Canada have formed an unprecedented collaboration with energy corporations. 9 working groups have been working intensively to integrate oil, natural gas, electricity, nuclear power, hydrocarbons, science and technology, and regulatory agencies.
We are now all feeling the impact of environmental crisis that has resulted from the reckless exploitation of our lands, in the air we breathe, in the waters that we drink, the contaminated earth, in the escalating climate change, and in our health.
We're disenfranchised. We have to take back Ottawa. We have to take back Parliament so that our priorities become the priorities of the Parliament of Canada and not the priorities of the Canadian Council chief executives.
My name is Sheikh Abbas, and traveled all the way from Toronto up to the Parliament Hill. The reason being, nobody, either you be Christian, Muslim, Jew, no religion, yes religion, you don't have any right over another person's religion. Same way, so we are protesting against Saudis. At the same time, a whole lot of other groups of people, such as Americans, do come into play as well. You have no right to go over onto the other person's land and try to rule over it. At the end of the day, these people are going to come after you. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. You know, we are here for a reason, and we'll accomplish what we have to. Canada, what Canada's already doing is taking place in humanitarian missions, such as providing clean water in South Africa or building schools in countries such as Pakistan or Afghanistan. As if Canada keeps on continuing on doing the good and refrain from doing the bad.
No to the SPP!
People don't realize the seriousness of the contemporary state of humankind on this planet. And they're intending to commit genocide, however inconceivable that is to most people with their small minds stuck in front of their TV set and drunk out of their skull. Wake up, people, wake up.
Stop the SPP now.
Within this meeting of Calderon, Harper, and Bush, do you think that you're going to be accomplishing much on this weekend?
Well, there's going to be a lot of work accomplished towards the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which is a nice word standing for the North American Union, as the three leaders get together to make sure that they've got everything done on their agenda from last time, which we don't know what they are because they won't reveal that information to us.
$300 plates of food and $800 bottles of wine on our tab. That's about what they're going to be doing there. Signing who gets what on the next piece of pie. That's about it.
I don't imagine I would call it work.
More of a vacation.
Well, no, I wouldn't call it a vacation either. I would call it simply sitting down and how to continue to plan their complicit manipulations of nations like Canada, good people in the United States and good people in Mexico.
The realization is awakening in the hearts and conscience of the people in this land. And I believe that is why you, workers, students, concerned citizens, are now reaching out to me, an indigenous spokesperson, and inviting my participation in this event. And I believe the spirit of the Wampum Belt is again speaking strongly today for balance and sharing, respect and responsibility, because you are awakening to its message.
Amright joined the U.S. Foreign Service in 1987. On March 19, 2003, while serving as Deputy Chief of Mission at the U.S. Embassy in Mongolia, she resigned because she disagreed with the Bush administration's decision to go to war in Iraq without authorization of the UN Security Council, the lack of effort in resolving the Israel-Palestinian situation, the lack of policy on North Korea, and the unnecessary curtailment of civil liberties in the United States. Since then, she's written extensively and spoken around the United States and internationally about U.S. foreign policy and the Iraq War. She was arrested inside the office of U.S. Congressman John Conyers for his refusal to consider hearings for the possible impeachment of President George Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney for the war of aggression on Iraq and other criminal acts. She arrived in Ottawa 3 hours ago and was detained at immigration. She has now finally, after 3 hours, been let through. She has had to sign a bond that she will not go to Montebello. She is being restricted to Ottawa. And of course, she was not able to get through immigration in time to address this public meeting. So clearly, this again is welcome to democracy in Canada under the SPP, and this is all about efforts to marginalize dissent.
Vote them out of office!
This is what democracy looks like!
Tell them what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
I was just wondering if you believe that the SPP, which is Security Prosperity Partnership, do you believe that this North America is a secure, prosperous place?
No, these are criminal psychopaths who want to commit genocide, who want to steal all our natural resources, destroy the sovereignty of Canada, inject us with poisons. They're terrible. It's a criminal conspiracy. These people all need to be incarcerated. They control the police, they control the military intelligence, they control the media. This is so incredibly huge, and most people can't conceive it. They all say, oh, that's just conspiracy theory. No, it's not just theory, it's supported by all the facts. Wake up, people. It's been done to you. Your government has betrayed you. They've committed treason against Canada. We're having a psychopathic mass murder here, and we're having a party.
This man's speaking a lot of truth. Thanks a lot for your words today.
I'm from Halifax Peace Coalition in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. And we don't want more military and more rich people controlling and stealing resources like in Afghanistan, Iraq, and many other countries of the world. So we have to stand up for what we believe in and try to bring this to an end.
Thank you.
Do you have any final words for the listeners on CKLN 88.1 FM?
Educate yourself. Find out what's going on in the world. Find out about the complexities and how everything's connected and how you can make a difference.
Freedom for all. Can you relate? One person, one vote, one state. No more apartheid, no more hate.
Hey, man. Hey.
What's your name?
Testament.
Thank you very much.